All right, ladies, we shall try it again. Sides up and on my count. 1, 2, 3, slash. 1, 2, 3, slash. We lift the weapons up into the ready position, adjust our grips, take a breath, and slash them across the space before us in time with Miss Duncan's count. Up, adjust, breathe, cut through an imaginary line of the undead. Sweat pours down between my bosoms, and my arms ache from the weight of the scythe. In all of my 17 years, I ain't never been so tired. When Miss Duncan said we'd be doing close combat training, I'd been expecting to work through some drills with the sickles, which everyone in Miss Preston's School of Combat for Negro Girls knows is my best weapon. But instead, we work with the twice-damned scythe, which is a two-handed weapon and not at all good for close combat, in my opinion. "Jane, your grip is faltering," Miss Duncan says, those eagle eyes locking on me. "Raise it up, up." Her voice climbs in pitch, as if she could use it to lend strength to my overtaxed arms. I swallow a groan and raise the scythe a few inches higher. It ain't like my weapon is lower than anyone else's. Miss Duncan must have just heard my dark thoughts. She's punishing me. My arms tremble as I hold the scythe up in the ready position. Vicious curved blade pointing down, body length handle at an angle across my chest. Miss Duncan waits until I'm about to scream from the holding before she gives me a small nod and turns back to the class. And relax. The sides drop and the group of us let out audible gasps of relief. I shake my arms out, one after another, willing the burn to go away. Next to me, Big Sue catches my eye. "She ain't human," she mutters, talking about Miss Duncan. I nod. "No, Miss Duncan ain't human, because there ain't no way a normal woman, and a white woman at that, could survive 10 years in the army hunting down shamblers. I can just imagine how that went. The other soldiers falling all over themselves to lay down their jackets every time Miss Duncan needed to cross a puddle. No, I cannot believe a woman could maintain her virtue and serve honorably with the troops out west. So while I do believe Miss Duncan is a fine instructor, I do not believe that she is human. Perhaps she's a revenant, like the creature in Mr. Alexander Westing's latest weekly serial, The Ghost Knocks Thrice. Miss Duncan is pretty enough. I tend to think she would make a fine revenant, possessing the bodies of young women and using them to avenge crimes of passion. Of course, that raises the question as to why Miss Duncan is here at Miss Preston's instead of out seeking her vengeance. Perhaps even revenants need steady employment. All right, again, sides up. I lift my weapon, focusing on Miss Duncan, and trying to decide if she is indeed a revenant instead of thinking about the deep burning in my poor scrawny arms. And on my count, 1, 2, 3, slash! As we go through the movements for what has got to be the 100th time, God's honest truth, I watch Miss Duncan walking carefully around us, just out of range of our 1, 2, 3 slashing. Today, her brown hair is pulled into what my mama would call a messy knot at the back of her head. She wears a prim, high-collared dress of moss-green cotton, perfect for the warm weather we're having. Her skirts are a little higher than a real lady would wear, mid-calf, just like the rest of us, modesty leggings underneath. The shorter length of the skirts is supposed to let us kick shamblers easy-like and not trip us up if we need to run. I think we'd have to get all scandalous like the working girls down in the city, hems barely brushing our knees with nothing but bare leg beneath if we wanted to really be able to run comfortably. But that's a whole other conversation.